Our prophet simply the best. Our prophet simply the best. Our prophet simply the best. Our prophet simply the best.
Alhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen wa salatu wa salamu ala Sayyidil Mursaleen. Amma ba'd, fa'a'udhu billahi minash shaitanir rajim. Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. Salatu wa salamu alayka ya Rasulullah wa ala alika wa ashabika ya Habiballah. As-salatu wa salamu alayka ya Nabiyallah wa ala alika wa ashabika ya Nurallah. My viewers of Madani Channel, the final prophet of Allah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alihi wasallam has said that whoever sends salat upon me on the day of Friday, I will intercede for him on the day of judgment. Sallu ala al-habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alihi wasallam. My dear viewers of Madani Channel, welcome to another episode of Silsila, Our Prophet, Simply the Best. The beloved Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alihi wasallam has stated that on the day of judgment, people, after assembling, will go to Sayyidina Adam alayhi salam and humbly say that you intercede with your Rabb on our behalf. He will say, Ilhabu ila ghayri, I am not for this. But you should seek mercy from Sayyidina Ibrahim ala nabiyyina wa alayhi salatu wasalam, as he is the Khalil of Allah. So they will go to Sayyidina Ibrahim ala nabiyyina wa alayhi salatu wasalam. He will also say, Idhabu ila ghayri, I am not for this. But you should go to Sayyidina Musa ala nabiyyina wa alayhi salatu wasalam, as he is the Kaleem of Allah. They will go to Sayyidina Musa ala nabiyyina wa alayhi salatu wasalam. He will also say, Idhabu ila ghayri, I am not for this. But you should go to Sayyidina Isa ala nabiyyina wa alayhi salatu wasalam, as he is Ruhullah and Kalimatullah. So then people will go to Sayyidina Isa ala nabiyyina wa alayhi salatu wasalam. He will also say, Idhabu ila ghayri, I am not for this. But you should go to Sayyidina Muhammad Mustafa sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alihi wasallam. Prophet alayhi salatu wasalam said, they will then come to me. I will say, Ana laha. I will say that I am for making intercession. I will seek permission from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. I will then be granted the permission. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will put such words into my heart which I do not have in my knowledge now. I will recite those words. These words will be in the praise of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and will fall into sajda to Allah azza wa jal. It will be said, O Muhammad sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam, raise your head, say and you will be heard. Ask and you will be granted. Make intercession, it will be accepted. He will humbly say, Ya Allah Azza wa Jal, Ya Rabb, my Ummah, my Ummah. So it will be said, go and take every person of your Ummah out of Jahannam who has faith even equal to a grain of barley. I will go and then take them out. Then I will return and praise my Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, praise my Rabb. Out of those words, then again, I will fall into sajda before my Rabb. It will be said, Ya Muhammad, raise your head. Say, and you will be heard. Ask, and you will be granted. Make intercession, it will be accepted. I will humbly say, Ya Rabb, my Ummah, my Ummah. It will be said, go and take every person of your Ummah out who has faith even equal to a grain of mustard seed. So I will go and will take such persons out. Then I will return and praise Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala with the same words and then fall into sajda again before Him. It will then be said, Ya Muhammad, raise your head, say and you will be heard. Ask and you will be granted. Make intercession, it will be accepted. I will humbly say, Ya Rabbi, Ummati, Ummati, Ya Rabbi, my Ummah, my Ummah. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will say, go and take the one out of the fire who has faith even less than the grain of a mustard seed. So I will go and do the same. Subhanallah, my dear viewers of Madani Channel, we heard about the glory and splendor which Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has bestowed upon our beloved Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam. And so much of authority he sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam has been blessed with, that on the day of judgment, when the sun will be blazing at a distance of 1.25 miles away, and we will be made to stand barefoot on the burning ground made of copper. We will be running away from our siblings, parents, wife and children, and we'll only be thinking about ourselves. Furthermore, sinners will perspire heavily on this day. Our beloved Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam will be eager to protect his sinful ummah from the torment of the Jahannam, from the torment of hell, and will be seeking permission constantly from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for making intercession on behalf of his ummah. Subhanallah. Then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will bestow the authority of making intercession upon his beloved Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. And by the permission of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, Prophet alayhi salatu wa sallam will intercede on behalf of his ummah, releasing them from Jahannam, and will make them enter paradise. My dear viewers of Madani Channel, what we just heard is what is going to happen on the Day of Judgment. Our beloved Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam is the only one who will begin the intercession. He has been given shafa'at kubra, the great shafa'at, and after his shafa'at, the accountability of all believers and non-believers will start. My dear viewers of Madani Channel, the Messenger of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam, has been bestowed with many special authorities by Allah azza wa jal. And one of them is that he sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam has been made the owner of Jannah, has been made the owner of paradise and the entire world. He sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam can give paradise to whoever he wants. And he sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam can gift any worldly land to whomsoever he wills. The Imam of Ahl Sunnah, Imam Ahmad Raza Khan rahmatullahi ta'ala, states, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has made the Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam the owner of entire land of this world and paradise. He sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam has the authority to give any part of paradise to whoever he wants. If this is his authority in the property and land of Jannah, then what can be said about his authority in the land of the earth? It was stated in Fatawa Razviya, my dear viewers of Madani Channel, in another passage. He, meaning Imam Ahmad Raza Khan rahmatullahi ta'ala, writes, with the bestowment of Allah Almighty, the Messenger of Allah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam is the owner of paradise, the bestower of paradise. He can give it to whoever he wants. Sadr al-Sharia, Mufti Amjad Ali Azmi rahmatullahi ta'ala writes, while stating the Islamic beliefs regarding the Messenger of Allah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam, the entire earth is his property, the entire paradise is his state. Hakim al-Ummah, Mufti Ahmad Yar Khan rahmatullahi ta'ala states, the illuminated Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam is the owner of paradise, and with the permission of Allah Almighty, he sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam can give it to whoever he wants. Allah Almighty has said, it is stated in part 16, Surah Maryam. Translation from Kanzun Iman, this is that garden whose hair we shall appoint from our bondsman who is pious. The research scholar, Sheikh Abdul Haq Muhaddis Dehelvi rahmatullahi ta'ala, has narrated that Sheikh Abdul Wahhab Bukhari rahmatullahi ta'ala has mentioned one meaning of this verse to be that we make Muhammad sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam the inheritor of paradise, so he can give paradise to whoever he wants and deprive whoever he wants. The beloved of Allah, Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam, on many occasions gave glad tidings of paradise to various people, or he took the guarantee of paradise for them in exchange of something. Sayyidina Abu Huraira radiallahu ta'ala anhu states that Sayyidina Uthmani Ghani radiallahu ta'ala anhu bought paradise twice from the generous Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam, once by donating a well named Roma, and then by presenting his wealth for the expedition of Tabuk. On one occasion, the owner of Jannah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam said to Sayyidina Talha radiallahu ta'ala anhu, tomorrow on the Day of Judgment, admitting you into paradise is my responsibility. My dear viewers of Madani Channel, it has been stated that the chosen Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam has said that whoever guarantees his tongue and private parts for me, that is, do not use them to disobey me, I will guarantee paradise for him. My dear viewers of Madani channel, Sayyidi Ala Hazrat Rahmatullahi Ta'ala Alayhi has beautifully stated, wo to nihayat sasta sauda, bech rahi hain jannat ka, hum muflis kya mol chukayein, apna haath hi khali hai. Allahu Akbar. After relating many ahadith like this, Imam of Ahli Sunnah, Maulana Shah Imam Ahmad Raza Khan Rahmatullahi Ta'ala states, by Allah Almighty, He sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam is the owner of paradise, the authority in the creation of Allah, the one who guarantees paradise, the one who makes it his own responsibility to give people entry into paradise, the one who bestows paradise, and the one who sells paradise. Even sane individual understands that only he can sell something who has complete ownership of the item or who has permission and authority from the owner to sell on his behalf. Alhamdulillah Azza wa Jal, by the grace of Allah Almighty, according to the adherers of truth, the Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alihi wa sallam has been bestowed with both types of authorities to make decisions. That is, being the owner himself and having permission from the real owner, that is Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. In terms of haqiqa ata'iyya, He is certainly the owner of paradise, in fact, owner of the universe. And in terms of zatiya, He is unrestrictedly authorized by the ultimate owner and is His perfect vicegerent. My dear viewers of Madani channel, the kunniya of the Prophet of Mercy sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam is Abul Qasim. One of the reasons for mentioning this is that it has been stated in Umdatul Qari, لِأَنَّهُ يُقْسِمُ الْجَنَّةَ بَيْنَ الْخَلْقِ يَوْمَ الْقِيَامَةِ, meaning that He sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam will distribute paradise between the creation on the day of judgment. Subhanallah. It has stated in Qabala-i Bakshish, chaho jise firdaus mein ja do, chaho jise dozakh mein bhejo, jannat o nar hai milk tumhari, ho mukhtar rasulullah. My dear viewers of Madani channel, Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam has himself made statements being the owner of the entire land of the world. He sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam has said that the land does not belong to anyone, but it belongs to Allah and His Messenger sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. It is stated in Kanzul Ummal, Adiyul Ardi Lillahi wa li Rasulihi. Translation, all ancient lands belong to Allah and His Messenger sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. My dear viewers of Madani channel, barren lands that do not belong to anyone are called Adiyul Ard in Sharia. And in current era, it is known as the government-owned land. The Imam of Ahli Sunnah, Imam Ahmad Raza Khan, rahmatullahi ta'ala, states, I say that unowned land in forests, jungles, mountains, and cities have been specified in the above hadith because there is no one else who has apparent ownership over these lands. They are under the sole ownership of Allah and His Messenger, sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. Otherwise, towns, villages, houses, buildings are also the properties of Allah and His Messenger sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alihi wa sallam. Even though we may have our names assigned to them, this geographical specification is like the specification of time in the verse. Wal amru yawma idhin lillah, as the command on that day, the day of the judgment is solely for Allah, whereas it, the command is always of Allah. But the day of judgment is the day when realities will become apparent and people's claim will come to an end. My dear viewers of Madani channel, Sayyidina Tamim Dari radiallahu ta'ala anhum requested in the court of Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam, O Messenger of Allah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam, no doubt Allah Almighty will give you dominion over the entire world. Please grant me my paternal village, Baytul Laham. The Prophet alayhi salatu wasalam said, Hiya lak, meaning it is yours. And then He sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam also gave this in writing. When Syria was conquered during the reign of the caliphate of Sayyidina Umar radiallahu ta'ala anhu, Sayyidina Tamim Dari radiallahu ta'ala anhu presented the written confirmation of the Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. Upon seeing it, Sayyidina Umar radiallahu ta'ala anhu said, I am a witness to this. Then he handed over the village to him. My dear viewers of Madani channel, we've talked about the fact that our Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam is the owner of paradise. He is the owner of this entire land of the earth, and he's the owner of the entire universe. He can grant paradise to whoever He wants. What the beloved Rasul sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam distributes has not been specified in this blessed hadith. According to the rule, its meaning in this condition will be that the beloved Rasul sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam is the only one who distributes every blessing, and no one can get anything directly without his favor. Allama Mufti Muhammad Shariful Haq Amjadi rahmatullahi ta'ala alayhi has stated, "No one in the creation can get anything directly without the favor of the beloved Rasul sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam." There is sahih, authentic hadith in Bukhari and other books that the beloved Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam has said, "Innama ana qasimun wallahu yu'ti." The grammatical relation of the words qasim and yu'ti shows that these words cover everything. It means that whatever Allah Azza wa Jalla gives to anyone in the creation, whether that blessing is physical or spiritual, apparent or concealed, He Azza wa Jalla gives everything through the beloved Rasul sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. Mufti Muhammad Amjad Ali Azmi rahmatullahi ta'ala has said, "The beloved Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam is the deputy of the absolute authority of Allah Azza wa Jalla. The whole world has been given in the authority of the beloved Rasul sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. Whatever he sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam wants, he sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam can do. Whatever he sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam wants from whomever, he sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam can get it back. There is no one in the whole world who could reject his command. The entire world is bound to follow his command, and he sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam is not dependent on anyone except Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. He sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam is the master and owner of all people, and those who do not consider him their owner and master are deprived of the sweetness of sunnah." My dear viewers of Madani channel, the whole earth is his possession. The entire paradise is his property. The kingdoms of the sky and the earth are under his command. The keys of paradise and hell have been given in his blessed hands. Sustenance and goodness and the bestowal of every kind are distributed from his blessed darbar, from his blessed court. The world and the hereafter are a part of the bestowal of the beloved Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. The rulings of Sharia have been given in his possession, as to whatever he sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam wants to declare haram for anyone, he may do so. And whatever he sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam wants to declare halal for anyone, he sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam may do so. And whatever fard he sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam wants, he may declare exempted. Kaunain banaye gaye sarkar ki khatir, kaunain ki khatir tumhe sarkar banaya, kunji tumhe di apni khazano ki khuda ne, mahboob kiya maliko mukhtar banaya. My dear viewers of Madani channel, by divinely bestowed authority, the Holy Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam can declare anything to be fard and wajib, or impermissible and haram, as he sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam wishes. Moreover, he sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam can exempt anyone he wants from a general commandment. Amongst the specialties of the Holy Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam, this is a great specialty which highly acclaimed Islamic scholars, fuqaha and mufassireen, muhaddiseen and mujtahideen have mentioned. Imam of Ahl Sunnah, Imam Ahmad Raza Khan rahmatullahi ta'ala alayhi has written, "Researching Islamic scholars have made it quite clear that the commandments of Sharia have been given under the authority of the Holy Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. He sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam can declare anything wajib and anything impermissible, and can also exempt anything or anyone from any commandment as he sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam wishes." My dear viewers of Madani channel, many verses of the Holy Quran and numerous ahadith have proved that the Holy Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam can declare anything halal or haram or fard or wajib as he sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam wishes. As a proof, let's hear the one verse from Holy Quran and one verse from hadith. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has mentioned two following attributes of his beloved Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam in part 9, Surah Al-A'raf, verse number 157. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, translation from Kanzul Iman, and he will make the clean things lawful for them and make the unclean things unlawful for them. The Holy Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam himself has stated, Inni harramtu kulla muskirin, meaning, indeed, I have declared every intoxicant haram. My dear viewers of Madani channel, if you pay close attention to the words of the hadith, Prophet alayhi salatu wasalam is saying, indeed, I have declared every intoxicant haram. SubhanAllah, my dear viewers of Madani channel, Allah Almighty has given the beloved Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam the authority to exempt anyone from a general commandment as he sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam wishes. The Holy Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam has himself stated, indeed, Allah Almighty has declared 5 salah fard for his bondsmen every day and night. One person came to the court of the Holy Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam and embraced Islam on one condition, that he would only offer 2 salah. The Holy Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam accepted this condition of his. SubhanAllah, this is the authority, this is the power of Prophet alayhi salatu wasalam. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has said in part 3 of Surah Al-Baqarah, verse number 282, translation from Kanzul Iman, and appoint 2 witnesses from amongst your men. This was a general rule for everyone, that you have to, 2 men are considered to be witness. The title of Sayyidina Khuzaymah bin Sabit Ansari radiyallahu ta'ala is Dhu Shahadatain. The Holy Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam declared forever that the evidence given by Sayyidina Khuzaymah bin Thabit radiyallahu ta'ala anhu was alone equal to the evidence given by 2 men. Now if you look at the verses of Quran and look at the authority of Prophet alayhi salatu wasalam, that the witness, the shahada of Sayyidina Khuzaymah bin Thabit Ansari radiyallahu ta'ala anhu was equivalent to 2 witnesses. It was equivalent to 2 men. Therefore, he sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam said, whomsoever Khuzaymah gives evidence for or against, the evidence given by him alone suffices. My dear viewers of Madani channel, holding silk in his right hand and gold in his left one, the Holy Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam has said, indeed, both these things are haram for the men of my ummah. But look at the blessed authority of Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. Sayyidina Zubair bin Awam and Sayyidina Abdul Rahman bin Auf radiyallahu ta'ala anhuma had a dry itch on their body. The Holy Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam gave them the permission to wear silk clothes. SubhanAllah. Sayyidina Bara bin Azib radiyallahu ta'ala anhu has narrated, Nahana Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam an khatami dhahabi, meaning that the Holy Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam has forbidden us from wearing a gold ring. Sayyidina Bara bin Azib radiyallahu ta'ala anhu used to wear a gold ring. Upon people objecting it, he radiyallahu ta'ala anhu mentioned that we were in the court of Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam, who was distributing the spoils of war. At the end, when only this ring was left, he sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam raised his blessed gaze and looked at the attendees and then lowered his gaze. Second time, he sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam raised his gaze and then lowered his blessed gaze. Third time, he sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam cast his merciful gaze and said, O Bara, I, that is Sayyidina Bara radiyallahu ta'ala anhu, went close to him, that is the Holy Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam, and sat down. Holding the ring, he sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam held my wrist and said, wear whatever Allah and His Rasul make you wear. Look at the authority of Prophet alayhi salatu wasalam. In the glorious Quran, Allah azza wa jal has mentioned the grand authority granted to the beloved Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wasalam everywhere. It is said in Surah An-Nisa, part 5, verse number 65, translation from Kanzul Iman, so, O dear Prophet, by oath of your Lord, they will not be Muslims until they appoint you a judge for the disputes between them. And then, whatever you have decided, they should not find opposition to it within their hearts, and they must accept it wholeheartedly. My dear viewers of Madani channel, It is stated in verse 7 of Surah Al-Hashr, part 28, translation from Kanzul Iman, and accept whatever the noble prophet gives you and refrain from whatever he forbids you. It is stated in verse 36 of Surah Al-Ahzab, part 22, translation from Kanzul Iman, and no Muslim man or woman has any right in the affair when Allah and His noble prophet have decreed a command regarding it. Sadul Afazil, Mufti Sayyid Muhammad Naimuddin Muradabadi Rahmatullahi Ta'ala has said, it has become obvious that obedience to the beloved Prophet Sallallahu Ta'ala Alaihi Wasallam in every matter for a Muslim is wajib, and in comparison to the beloved Prophet Sallallahu Ta'ala Alaihi Wasallam, no one has authority even over himself. My dear viewers of Madani Channel, our Prophet alayhi salatu wasalam has been given special authority by Allah Almighty. He is the owner of Jannah. He is the owner of this entire land. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant us a place in Jannatul Firdaus in the neighborhood of Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. May Allah grant us true love of Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. Ameen. Bijahin Nabiyil Ameen sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. Sallu ala al-Habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam.
Our Prophet simply the best. Our Prophet simply the best. Our Prophet simply the best. Our Prophet simply the best.